Good morning and welcome back to another episode of Motherhood on Mondays with me, your host, Jessica Alsom from Refined Purpose. Good morning, guys. Happy November. Can you guys hardly believe that there is only a few weeks until we are officially in Christmas season? I don't know about you guys, but for some reason, I am just like, I have this like itching anticipation for decorating for Christmas this year. And it's not like we don't have a ton of Christmas plans, but for some reason, I am just feeling in the Christmas spirit already. I just bought some Christmas decorations at TJ Maxx, and I am just so looking forward to celebrating the birth of Jesus this year with my family and recreating those special moments with my kids. But these last couple weeks, I know I have handed you guys quite a few of just hard-hitting podcasts. I know that that can be a lot. I also know my personality can be a lot when I throw a ton of just talking at you guys. So if you're listening to today's podcast is going to be a little bit more relaxed, and I'm going to just chat with you guys for a little bit like I'm sitting down with a friend, like I'm sitting down getting coffee or tea with you guys and just sharing a little bit about what's on my heart, what's been going on in my life lately, and just what I want to encourage you guys in, but just a little less structured. So no series today, just a fun conversation between friends. So grab a snack or turn this on while you clean. I don't know about you, but I like to hear someone talking at me while I clean. So me and my friends always send each other like voice notes while we're cleaning, or we'll send each other like Marco Polos. So consider this your friend in the background just chatting to you while you clean, or hopefully enjoy a nice snack. So let's jump into it. So guys, how are you guys doing? I wanna know how you guys are doing. Leave some feedback on this podcast. How has your week been? Has it been good? Has it been bad? How is life going for you all in this season of the year? I know that for a lot of people, they've kind of felt like this has been one of those years that felt both fast and also like slow at the same time. And I know for me, I went into this year with a lot of just intentions, and it kind of turned out that way. But I also left this year open without a word, because I just wanted to go with like the flow of where God led me. And I shouldn't say go with the flow, but I wanted to follow kind of those promptings of God this year. And I feel like that really worked well for me this year. In previous years, I've had like a word for the year. And earlier at the beginning of the year, I shared why I didn't have a word for this year. And it basically just came to, I didn't want to pigeonhole myself or get so focused on like one word that I wouldn't like limit myself. And I'm gonna be honest, there are so many things that God brought my way this year that were outside the realm of my comfort zone. One of those being is I started a book club with a group of wonderful ladies to dig into Abby Halberstadt's. Her name is M is for Mama on Instagram. We are diving into her book, Hard is Not the Same Thing as Bad. And that is definitely something that has been new for me. And contrary to maybe people's opinions, it has been a stretch for me, because I just love these women's hearts and I want them to get good information from this book club, and I want them to enjoy it and build relationships. And it's taught me a lot about what leading a book club looks like and how I could be better in the future. But it's been really fun doing that book club, and I'm not sure if I'll do another one afterwards. I have a couple different books I think could be really fun, but I also know one of the hard parts of being a mom is you don't want to make too many commitments, and then you have book club and Bible study and your kids have school, and it can be a lot. So I'm open to doing another one if more people want to join in the future. But I've really loved having people come into my home and just seeing everyone talk about the perspective of why, you know, hard is not the same thing as bad. I feel like I could have written this book. I feel like me and Abby have such similar stories, and it's such a blessing. And she even shares, you know, that we get to share in that comfort together as Christians when we experience different things in her book. If you haven't read it, I highly recommend picking it up. It is so good. And I feel like her perspective, hard is not the same thing as bad, has been my perspective for kind of the last couple years, mainly because we've had a lot of weird, hard things happen. But I just love her heart for the topic. And I love her heart for moms and just pointing them to Christ. I feel like it can be hard in motherhood communities because so often you just see moms that get empty encouragement, and I feel like she really packs a punch with how she writes. It's not just like, you got this, hold on. I feel like she offers a lot of really practical advice, but also hard-hitting wisdom for ways that we can be submitting to Christ in our lives. So it's been really great. Another thing I took on this year was teaching at a homeschool co-op. That is a new one for me. I have taught in the past. I have taught in the past. I taught a ballet or pre-ballet, creative dance, a mixture of dance classes, all at younger ages in the past. So I have experience teaching. I know how to teach. I enjoy it. I've obviously, that's right up my vein. But one day a gal from church said she wanted to call me up, and my first thought was like, oh no, I'm in trouble. And why is that like always my thought? Even though I've done nothing wrong, I know I've done nothing wrong, that's always my first thought, is I must have done something wrong. And she actually told me that our church was going to be starting up a co-op, and she thought I would be a good teacher for a class. And so I have been teaching once a week at this co-op, and I've been teaching drama, like intro to drama and intro into performing arts, and it has been so much fun. Growing up, I grew up doing mostly dance performance, not a ton of drama. I did do drama, but my main focus was generally ballet, dance, lyrical, hip-hop, you name it, I've done it probably. And so as I dug into the class, and was like, God, I don't know how capable I feel of teaching this class, even though I know I can teach. I know how to build a lesson plan. I know how to build a curriculum at this point. But it was like getting back on the bicycle of teaching, you know, 14 students almost every week. It's a little bit less than now because I think just with schedules, it can be hard to make it to co-op every week for everyone. But it has been so fun to teach these kids. They're so eager, and I just love to bring a joyfulness and a fun to how I teach. That's kind of my style, and I love to connect with these kids, and it has been so fun getting to know the children that I go to church with a little bit better, because a lot of them are homeschooled. We have a bigger homeschool base in our church, and so, you know, that was definitely something that I stepped out and was like, you know what? I talked with my husband. I had no reason to say no. The commitment worked with our schedule, and it has been such a blessing to be a part of. And so I'm actually going to be teaching a spring class in January. I always get the seasons mixed up because in Washington, it's always rainy, but I'm going to be teaching kind of a continuation on the class, but we're going to be talking about making a movie. So I'm going to get some old camcorders, and we're going to talk about what goes into making a movie, and I'm really looking forward to it. But that's never something I thought would be brought to my attention. I think sometimes I doubt my abilities, and it's not that I'm incapable, it's just sometimes I just feel young. And I know I'm 31, and I know that's like mid-age, but I still feel like an 18-year-old at times. And I have a fun personality, I'm social, and I think that sometimes my personality can kind of come off younger than what I am. And that's not because I don't think about older things, I'm generally a happy person, I'm generally pretty joyful. So I think sometimes I don't think about myself for certain things because I'm like, well, I'm young. But it's been really fun to step into new seasons of life, and I've really been enjoying those opportunities that God brought my way. I try and always leave room in my life for just God to work, you know, Him to bring things up. And God, where do you want me to serve? Where is my ministry today? So I just love when God places it in front of me and I'm like, wow, God, thanks so much for that. But the other thing that I've been doing lately is I have been a part of a Bible study, and our church decided to do an inductive study. Have I talked about it on here? Maybe not. You guys will have to tell me if I've talked about this, but I've been doing an inductive study. If you follow me over on Instagram, you will have heard me talk about this. And basically what an inductive study is inductively studying the Word of God. So it's teaching you how to study the Bible. And I know that sounds like a really simple concept, but a lot of people don't actually know how to read their Bibles. And I remember as a young girl asking my dad, how do I read my Bible? And my dad would just say, just read it and God will reveal it to you. And being like, well, that doesn't really help me. You know, how do I glean? And when I got into high school, I actually had a English teacher that I took it was like a college level course. They're called AP classes. I took his class and it made such an impact on me of him teaching me how to inductively study English poetry and English literature, that's actually been how I've been studying my Bible for a long time. So it's kind of a surprise when I opened it up and I was like, oh, I already know how to do this. I did this for like a straight year and I thrived at it. I was really good at that. Reading comprehension has always been one of my strong suits. Don't ask me to teach you math. I would flunk you in math. But reading comprehension and inductively studying is something I have known for a while. But if you've never looked into an inductive study of the Bible, I would highly suggest it. Such a great way to dive into the Word of God and learn what the Word says. And I think sometimes we open our Bibles and just think like, okay, you view it as a chore or you need to do this. But I feel like things like inductive studies are really good because you're like truly digging in and it reveals so many details of what the Bible says. So I have been doing that for the last couple weeks and it has been really encouraging. We went through the book of Jonah and the book of Jude, and we just finished up Jude. It's a very short book. And in class today, I was running late and I get there and we're talking about things and, you know, just different insights about it. And it's a really short book. If you want to read it, I think it's like 24, 25 verses, really short. And there's so much to it if you just spend time inductively studying it. But it's basically a letter of where Jude is writing an encouragement and a reminder to some really close, beloved Christians that he wants to remind to contend for the faith. And I was telling these people in my Bible study, and they were laughing, kind of laughing at me. This is what I do to myself. I make myself kind of like people, it ends up making me a big joke and it's kind of just funny and we all laugh. But I was saying, you know, he was writing a letter. Like, we don't ever write people letters. Like, what if we wrote a letter like this in our days to someone to encourage and admonish, being like, dearly beloved, I have written you to encourage you to, you know, and wrote it in that style, you know, like Paul has written his letters in the Bible, you know, these admonishments and these encouragements to keep the faith. And we were all laughing and they were all like, we all expect to get letters from you, Jessica. But I was thinking in my head, I was like, well, I kind of already do that, but I do it in podcast form. I do it in talking form. And so I thought for this last little part of the podcast, I would just give you guys some short encouragements. Not anything wrath by any means, but I thought I would just give you guys some encouragement because November and December can be heavy months. If you are struggling with grief, if you're struggling with fractured relationships, these can be really heavy months. If you're dealing with different struggles within family, like alcoholism, drug addiction, anything that's honestly a struggle or just has your heart feeling heavy this holiday season, I just wanted to kind of write you a vocal letter, and here's my vocal letter for you. I just want you to know that if your heart is feeling heavy, or if you're struggling, or if you're feeling run down and fatigued with just the weight of the heaviness of this world and the struggles that you're facing in life, I just want to encourage you that, first of all, you are not alone, and you are not weak for talking to someone about how you're struggling and partnering with someone to help carry those burdens that you are carrying during this holiday season. I remember walking through my first holiday season after having my miscarriage. I was pregnant at the time because I got pregnant shortly after my miscarriage with my first baby. But Christmas was really heavy, and it carried a lot of different feelings. It carried a lot of grief. It carried a lot of confusion, anger, just not understanding. And that can span across so many struggles that we face as Christians. And I just want to encourage you that in those moments, so often we feel kind of ashamed at times, or maybe you don't feel ashamed. It kind of depends on your personality. But a lot of the times we will just suffer in silence because we don't want to burden anyone else. We don't want to be a bother. And I just want to encourage you that my friends and reaching out in times of struggle has never made me regret reaching out, but I have regretted the times that I tried to hide away and walk through life without the fellowship of other believers to comfort me and build me up in the seasons that I was struggling. And when I went through my miscarriage, I had quite a few friends just step up. And it reminds me kind of this illustration of, you know, when Moses was interceding for the Israelites, he would stand up on top of the mountain and hold his hands up, but his hands would get really, really weak, and he'd get tired. So what happened? His friends came alongside him. He had Aaron on one side, and both sides of him, they had people holding his hands up. And I know that this is like not a direct perfect comparison, but you know, I like to think that as Christians, we need people that will come alongside us and hold us up when we cannot hold ourselves up. And when I was going through that really hard season of my marriage and that loss, my friends held me up and they carried me and they supported me. They let me talk when I needed to talk. They listened. They carried my burdens with me. And not only that, not only can your friends be there to help you carry whatever burdens you're facing, Jesus is the perfect person to help carry those burdens. And I know a lot of the times we feel like we can't identify with Jesus because maybe he wasn't a mom, or maybe he didn't experience a miscarriage like maybe we did in, you know, our way as a woman. God experienced grief and suffering. He lost, you know, best friends, and you know, he experienced death and the sting of death and the loss of people that, you know, were running away from God and didn't accept salvation. So he can identify with every emotion that we have experienced. So I just want to encourage you that if this is a hard time for you, it is okay to reach out to someone, and especially if it's a fellow believer, just say, hey, I'm having a rough time. There's been many moments that I was really struggling with anxiety and depression and panic attacks, and I reached out to my sister-in-laws and my mother-in-law and just said, hey guys, I am just struggling really bad. And I had a hard time admitting that. Like, I was like, I'm just on the verge of panic attacks. You want to know what? My sister-in-laws, they sent me verses, they texted me every day or called me, just checking in on me. They spoke life over me and they were such a support. So don't be afraid to just reach out and say, hey, like it maybe this is even hard for me to say, but I am having a hard time. And I guarantee that those people want to show up for you, and you do not have to walk through these next 2 months suffering in silence. My other encouragement for you is to hold fast to your faith. Hold fast. Do not be swayed by earthly ideas, worldly philosophies, and do not be swayed. There are going to be a lot of different opinions about how you should do Christmas, how you should do Thanksgiving, and I just want to encourage you to stand firm in your faith, be in the Word of God, and make Jesus your biggest passion. You know, so often we're passionate about our food hobbies, we're passionate about our kids, and we're passionate about what ingredients are in our foods. But you know, and we can tell you everything about our interests. I just want to encourage you to make Jesus and God the biggest passion in your life, and that will touch everyone in your life, and they will see the difference that that makes. You know, I think back to saying my dad used to say when I was growing up, and my siblings hated it, and I would roll my eyes, but my dad would say, be a fanatic for Jesus, what does a fanatic mean? And we'd say, it means be crazy. And he would say that to us, that phrase, if he ever dropped us off of school, or, you know, when he saw us going to school, he said, be a fanatic for Jesus. And, you know, the world needs more fanatics for Jesus. Now, I'm not talking like crazy psychopath. I'm just talking more people passionate about Jesus. So what is making you afraid about being passionate and talking about Jesus? I feel like people will often ask me, like, you talk about God all the time. And it's like, yeah, because I talk about God all the time. The more you talk about it, the more comfortable you're going to get. And even if you don't feel qualified, you don't need to know everything about Jesus. I don't know everything there is to know about God. I mean, I have been following him now for, 23 years. And you know, my journey's still not done. So be passionate about loving Jesus and being passionate about knowing who he is, being in the Bible, interpreting what his will for your life is. And I promise that in that, God is so faithful to bless your obedience. So be on fire for God, be passionate, and stand firm in your faith, and be a contender for your faith, not just someone that's weak, limp, lukewarm. So be on fire for God. So those are my two encouragements. If I were to write you a little vocal letter to encourage you throughout your week, is those two messages. And I hope that those can maybe hit a spot for you. I wasn't intending to speak about necessarily those two things, I just decided I was going to go with where I felt led, and that was what they were. So that's today's podcast, guys. I hope you can be encouraged by my little vocal letter, vocal memo. But yeah, wouldn't it be interesting if we started writing each other letters as Christians, encouragements and admonishments and exhortations to stand firm in the faith? Wouldn't you feel so encouraged if someone wrote you something like that? At least I feel like I would be encouraged. But then we were also talking about, like, people can have such attitudes these days. They might just be like, are you crazy? I'm not going to listen to a letter. Anyways, if you get a letter from me, know it's because I love you. And it will be silly and written in a very silly style of language. But guys, that's my podcast for today. I hope that you had a fun time hanging out with me for this podcast and just enjoyed hanging out with me. But before we go, let me just pray for you guys. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for this podcast and for every single one of you that listens and dials in faithfully every week. Just, I hope that this next week you can just feel so blessed and so at peace knowing that we don't have to walk through life alone, and it's okay to be open and honest about the struggles we're facing, and that as Christians, we get this really amazing and glorious opportunity to come alongside and carry each other's burdens when we are struggling. All of us have issues. All of us are not perfect. We all have different things in our lives that we're working through, but by sharing them, we can shoulder them together and find comfort through each other's experiences. So help us to be the hands and feet of Jesus, to hold each other up when we struggle, and just help anyone that's listening to this to be encouraged, to be on fire for God, be passionate about it, to talk about it all the time, and to love what God is doing for them in their lives. And in Jesus' name, amen. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. Make sure to share this podcast, and I will see you guys next week. Bye.